What's going on, everyone? Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. We are at the ShopRite of Williamstown. Williamstown, New Jersey, our home base once a month. We love being here and certainly love being with you here on 94 WIP. Much to get to on this Thursday morning. Of course, the Phils, they've been off now for a few days. They're still off tonight. I was looking at the schedule, John. I was thinking, maybe the Phils are back tonight, but no, not till tomorrow. So Phils back at it tomorrow. Phils resume the second half tomorrow versus the Padres. Of course, Machado and Kawhi Leonard both off the board. We talked a lot about that in recent weeks or in recent days. We turn our attention today, this day, 6 days from the Eagles hitting the fields of training camp, 6 days from the start of the 2018 campaign moving forward, training camp, ultimately preseason, regular season, playoffs, and then, of course, you know, Super Bowl 53. Now, we turn our attention today, as John and I have been looking forward to do for a while, Super Bowl in July. That's right. Super Bowl in July day today. We're going to celebrate the Eagles Super Bowl 52 victory and the season that was so amazing. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. Ritchie Rich, what's up, bud? Big day today.
Queen Elizabeth the First, you know, the woman who put the Elizabethan era on the map.
She came before Queen Elizabeth II,
yes,
right?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
But the woman who was responsible, you know, like Shakespearean
yes.
times.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth, that Queen Elizabeth, was regarded as a paragon of cleanliness.
Wow.
Back then. She declared she bathed once every 3 months, whether she needed it or not.
Wow, and that's cleanliness once every
yeah,
3 months?
Yeah, that's cleanliness. We're talking like back in the mid to late 1500s, early 1600s, once every 3 months.
Wow. Well,
you're cleaner than Queen Elizabeth.
I am.
The paragon of cleanliness.
Oh, I appreciate that, John. That's very nice of you today to start out with. All right, let's get to it. 888-729-9494. We're at the ShopRite of Williamstown. It's also Christmas in July here today at the ShopRite of Williamstown. Opportunity to win gift cards, all sorts of stuff. Stop on by, obviously, if you can. Also, Howard Eskin today is going to be here around 11 a.m. And when Howard walks in, the Super Bowl ring walks in on his finger, a ring that you have the chance to get your picture taken with today and try that ring on, because Howard, for the first 100 people to line up, is going to give you the chance to wear that ring. Obviously, you can snap a photo. And Bruce Zally from Zally's here at ShopRite of Williamstown is going to make a $15 donation to the Eagles Autism Charity. So a lot of money is going to be raised today. Bruce will make the donation for you. You don't even have to make the donation. Just be here. Get to put that ring on. And obviously be part of the celebration as well. All right, so it's all on the table, 888-729-9494, including, let's go. Super Bowl 52, it was amazing, it was memorable, it was exhilarating, and it was something that John and I and James last night, we rewatched. We certainly encourage you to rewatch it, and hopefully some of you did. We know it's in your heart, even if you didn't, and we're here today in July to celebrate the Super Bowl a couple months back. 888-729-9494. John, you hit the floor first, man. Take it. What stood out to you? You rewatched the game last night, the game, the season. The floor is yours, sir.
I was struck by a lot of things last night. I watched it, I think, more honestly and openly than I did way back when it happened.
Okay.
You know, I watched it the night it took place,
yep.
of course. And then a couple days after that, rewatched it. And I think I was kidding myself now as I rewatch it again in some respects. Like, the Eagles played a perfect game.
Played
it was as
game.
Close to a perfect game as any game I've ever seen.
Well, except for the defense, but go ahead.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm an offensive guy, Joe. Everything worked that they threw out there offensively, which says a ton about the way that they, you know, prepared and game planned and whatnot. But then more than that, there were things that could have gone either way went our way.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
the calls, the close calls, they all skewed in our favor. You know, the touchdown decisions. Was it a catch? Was it not a catch?
And they were close, man.
They were so close.
They were really close.
There were
not Zach Ertz as much, but Corey Clement.
There were plays. There were penalties that could have been called that weren't. There were, you know, the opposite side of the coin as well. It was just a blessed and fortuitous day. And, you know, you make your own luck. You know, your preparation. Chance favors the prepared mind.
Yeah.
And we were ultra prepared, but man, I don't think I saw those first two viewings prior to last night when there was a gap now,
sure.
You know, 6 month, 7 month gap. I don't think I saw all of the incredible, just, I don't even know what you'd call it, the unlikely and incredible fate that worked our way. You know, I felt like watching it again, you know, man, if Malcolm Butler did play, they would not have had that play available to them.
Dude, that was a
the
big
Corey
factor.
Clement, the first Corey Clement catch and run?
Yep.
I mean, that's entirely because the dude who was covering it didn't know what he was doing. He was the replacement. And there were plays like that throughout where I just said, man, now that we know that it was a spiteful thing that Bill Belichick decided to do, he hurt his team. I guarantee those Patriots are going back. And like that's their excuse for losing that game. And they have they had the misfortune of not having some of those calls go
right.
their way.
You're right. Well, listen,
you know, Brandon Cook's going out.
Yeah.
That altered everything. They couldn't.
Patriots
know,
only had three wide receivers left.
Exactly.
I didn't realize that. I didn't remember that until hearing that last night when I rewatched the game.
They tried to get heavy. They tried to get heavy and take advantage of us running the football, you know, with the fullback in there, with extra tight end. You know, like that was an approach that they thought would work, and we were able to stymie. But, you know, at every other end, we certainly fared well in the X's and O's category if you eliminate the fact that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback to ever
play.
You say
something special, man.
I was troubled by the way our secondary played. You know, way back when I thought, man, Brady and his receivers did a great job of getting open. But then watching that again, I'm thinking, man, Ronald Darby?
I told you, John. Did I not hit that hard after?
What
the,
was
I told
he
you,
doing?
John, if the Eagles had lost the Super Bowl, Ronald Darby would have been the GOAT.
And listen,
he really would have been.
It was not fair to ask him to cover Gronk in some of those situations, but but he got abused. I mean, probably the worst game of any Eagle in the Super Bowl. And so that's another thing I took away. Best game of any Eagle in the Super Bowl, you know, Corey Clement. But that's the one everyone talks about. But then Nelson Aguilar, man.
Oh, he was awesome. You
know, he caught the first pass of the game, and it feels like he caught so many critical passes thereafter. And he's not someone that we really talked about.
No, he was a top five player in that game for the Eagles. He had an awesome – all right, so 888-729-9494, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. From the Shopright of Williamstown, it's a day we've long anticipated. Super Bowl in July. Phillies didn't play last night. We certainly gave call to action. Everyone watched the game last night or this week. Hopefully, as many of you did as could be. And we're here to talk about it. Of course, if you didn't watch the game, we'll totally take your calls because, you know, we know it's in your heart. And we know you still remember a lot of it, even if you didn't see it in the last 24 hours. So phone lines open for you to celebrate again what we waited so long to celebrate. Our entire lives, we waited to see the Eagles win the Super Bowl. They finally did. We're here in July again, 6 days from training camp to celebrate it once more. 888-729-9494.
I think it was the best second half of any Super Bowl, and I don't think I'm being biased. That second half
was awesome.
Was hands down the most entertaining second half I've ever seen in a Super Bowl.
It was big time. Yeah, things that stood out to me. I agree with you, John, on Aguilar. Rewatching that game, he was awesome, and his plays were critically important. You know, it was third
timely
down conversions. It was clutch. He competed and showed physicality. There was a third down conversion that he should have been stopped short of, that he broke a tackle, got a first down, and it was one of the drives, and I can look it up. I took all sorts of notes last night. It was one of the drives where the Eagles scored a touchdown. So, like, if he doesn't break that tackle, that touchdown doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I think it might have been the Corey Clement touchdown in the third quarter.
He broke tackles repeatedly.
Oh, he repeatedly broke
not
tackles.
Something so, we even think he can do.
So Aguilar, great Super Bowl. Another thing that certainly stood out, and we know this, the offense just kept answering. You know, the Patriots, I mean, for instance, there's no time that was more important for the Eagles offense to answer than when the Patriots finally took the lead. at 33-32, the Gronk touchdown, and you know, watching it again last night, and you see Gronk gets a second touchdown, and he does his little shimmy. And I distinctly remember the feeling I had on February 4th watching the game, like, oh, my God. The Eagles have played an unbelievable game. The offense has been on fire. And somehow, some way, I mean, the Eagles have only punted the ball one time, and somehow, with about, you know, whatever it was, 8 minutes left in the game, 7 minutes left in the game, the Patriots have the lead. The Patriots have missed an extra point. They've missed a field goal. You know, Gronk was non-existent in the first half. Brandon Cooks is out of the game. And somehow the New England Patriots have the lead. It was like, oh, my God. You know, and but the Eagles offense again answered the bell. And on that drive, of course, the biggest play was the 4th-and-1 conversion. Doug Peterson's decision to go for it. Nick Foles, yeah.
In his own end.
The great mobility he showed, pocket presence to slide to his left. That's a play a couple of years ago. I don't think Foles would have converted. So that certainly stood out. The crowd noise stood out to me. You know, you really heard it for the first time when the players came out of the tunnel. By the way, the Eagles, I would not have remembered this until seeing it last night. Eagles, did you notice who led them out of the tunnel, John? Which player? Did you see who was the first guy? First guy out of the tunnel was Malcolm Jenkins. So the guy that you know most players on the team would say is the team leader for the team. It was Malcolm and Fletcher Cox at the front, and Malcolm sprinted out ahead, and it was Malcolm Jenkins that led him out. And you hear the Eagles crowd when the Eagles burst out on the field, and then just a couple of you know seconds later, 30 seconds or so later, when the Patriots come out, you know you hear the boos from the Eagles crowd as New England's players run on the field. I thought, oh, man, this is cool. Eagles got a crowd here today. And certainly that stood out throughout the game. Look, there was a ton that stood out to us watching the game. Certainly we want to relive it with you today, 888-729-9494. And one thing, John, for me, that struck me again last night, and because to me it's not about any individual play. It's about the feeling. It's about the emotion, ultimately about the championship. I'll always remember and always be appreciative. My buddy, and you know him, John Tone from the Barbershop, one of our great callers, and I've been friends with Tone for about 15 years. He called me the morning of the game or the afternoon of the game, probably about 4 or 5 hours before the game. And I picked up my phone. I said, hello. And he said, Joe. I said, yeah. He said, today's the day. And I knew what he meant. Like, he was calling me 4 or 5 hours before the game to say, tonight we're going to watch the Eagles win the Super Bowl. Today's finally the day where it's going to happen. And damn if it didn't happen. And that's a feeling, that's an emotion I will always remember and be appreciative for. So, look, today's the day for us to celebrate it again. 888-729-9494. We'll broaden it out, the Super Bowl, the season, the whole deal, the emotion, the feeling, and the individual plays. Because John and I, we got a lot to go through from what we noticed last night. Seltzer as well. We'll hit it with you on the phone lines. 888-729-9494. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie coming up in addition to the calls to kick things off. The ultimate Merrill montage. Super Bowl 52 edition. Reliving how it sounded here on WIP. You'll hear that coming up at 10:30. Your phone calls all show. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP.